Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 9th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great day out there. We're having a great time here as we get to talk to our good friend, Carolyn Saylor, more. She's the founder of course, Bluegrass at the Lake. Looking forward to talking a little more bluegrass with you, Carolyn. Thanks a lot for being here. And we have with us as well, Alicia. Oh, Alicia, I did this before. I meant to ask before we got going, and I didn't. And now I'm just going to let it go ahead and keep going here. How do I say your last name again?
From locally grown
Brundage.
Radio.
Beautiful last name. You really have a great name. I want to make sure to get it right. Alicia, thank you very much for being here. I want to start with bluegrass, and then I want to get to some of the reason Alicia is here. But Carolyn, we're already a day into Bluegrass at the Lake. How was Thursday? How did things go? Yeah.
It was busy beavers all day long, setting things up. I took some videos and some pictures of behind-the-scenes stuff. And let me tell you, we had a crew that did some great things. And then when 7 o'clock rolled around, we nailed it.
Yeah,
we nailed
right
it.
On.
So it was good. The music sounded great. The weather could not have been more perfect. People really loved our merchandise, and the raffle baskets are fabulous. And yeah, no, it was good. I can't really say anything that wasn't great last night.
That's wonderful. It's great to hear, especially because you guys are very busy the rest of the weekend. So good to have things start off really good and on a nice note and everything.
Absolutely.
It is always a busy time for you guys, but I feel like this year, and as we've touched on, there are added things. There is even more to the weekend, and that's great. Mm-hmm. It also gives you and the volunteers a lot more to do. So I'm happy to hear it started off great.
That's true.
We'll be thinking of you guys all weekend and enjoying these events when we're enjoying these events. And a shout out to Southbound kicking things off and everything. Great band, great guys, great group. Let's talk about Friday's events a little bit for the audience. It's mid-afternoon. People are getting ready to start up their day and think about their weekends and stuff. And I know a lot of people are already planning on Bluegrass at the Lake this weekend.
That's great.
Today, got some great music guests.
We do. We're starting it off with Art Stevenson and Highwater. They're a very, excellent traditional bluegrass band. You will not go wrong by stopping in to listen to those guys. They are, top shelf. But we've got, J.B. Shea. They're coming up after that. And then we've got the Millbillies. And then following up with River Valley Rangers. They're closing it down. They're from Illinois. Everybody's great. You're in a wide variety of bluegrass. So don't be thinking it's all traditional stuff, because it's not. There's a wide variety that should appeal to just about everybody at some point in time tonight.
Between you and our Wood County Sheriff's Department, we're going to have to get you guys your own office pretty soon. It's been great having you all. But when Sean was here on Wednesday, we were talking a little about this, and afterwards I had a listener reach out and ask, hey, This band, they do a little bit different bluegrass. That's
yes, they do.
I heard a little heads up about this. That's really cool. Was that intentional?
Always. Always. You know, we like to have some bands come back from year to year, but we don't like to have the same bands all the time, because we want to change it up. Yeah. But yet, there is something to be said for, band favorites. So, we never know who we're going to get from year to year, but usually my husband does a pretty good job of picking out the band lineup. So kudos to him.
Of course, along with all that great music, there is beer, wine, soda, water, and food for everybody, all provided by our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club. Send a big thank you to them and
all
the great work that they're doing with this. And I'm going to bring this up whenever I have a chance, because I feel like I didn't hit on it enough before. Lawn chairs and blankets, welcome, no carry-ins. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind, everybody. And kids under 18 are free with a paying adult.
Mm-hmm. And pets, dogs can come as well, as long as they're on a leash.
I don't know how many people know this. I know it. My fur brother Sam tells me this all the time. Dogs, huge bluegrass lovers.
Absolutely.
Bluegrass. Yeah, bring the dog.
Yeah, but put them on a leash, just for safety's sake.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to shift to Saturday a little bit, in part because of why we have Alicia here, of course, and other things. Right away, I want to mention that this the fundraiser for the Wood County Critical Incident Stress Management Team, the CISM team. Mm-hmm. This is supporting all first responders in Central Wisconsin. So this is a big part of all this event, certainly along with Brittany's memory and that. Mm-hmm. How did this come about?
We were trying to figure out a way that we could make our festival grow. Our goal is ultimately to be like a water ski show. That's what we want. A big crowd, something that people come back to every year. And we have to find something that is going to appeal to people. And also, honor Britt's memory in some way, shape, or form. And Britt had a lot of ambulance rides. She had a lot of, medical health issues, and traumas and stuff. So that having that ability to, you know, connect with other people who have traumas and to try to make it better. I'm wearing a pin right now that my friend Marissa at United Ambulance made, and I absolutely love it because it's Life Happens and Bluegrass Helps.
Oh,
and
I like
that is so true because that's how we managed to get through our traumas was with music. What a better way than to make people happy and socialize and whatnot. So this really hits home for us, so I'm hoping that we can stick with SISM, as I'm going to call it, SISM, for the next few years because it's definitely a needed area. And oftentimes the people who need help the most don't ask for it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, not to be pushy or shoving, but we want to help our first responders because if they're not there to help, then they're not there to help us. Mm-hmm. And it's as far as I'm concerned, it's a win-win all the way around. So, and I could be pushy when I need to be, I'll say it. So I'm going to do it.
I'm shocked by that, Carolyn.
Oh, I'm
really,
sure you are.
it's one of the things we like about you, and it gets things done.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you guys putting not only the effort into this and the time and obviously the investment in it, but certainly appreciate even just us being able to talk about it and bring attention to it.
Absolutely.
My family has a close history with EMTs and that, and I literally am not here right now without first responders. I was born a month early on a white couch in the middle of a snowstorm.
On a white couch?
On a white couch,
oh,
yeah.
That?
A brand new white couch,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, great!
My mother, I'm her first child. She's 18 and freaking out and everything, and my dad is there, and he's freaking out, and they call 911, and we had a couple of firefighters, EMTs, and police officers show up to deliver me. None of these gentlemen had ever delivered a baby before.
Oh my.
Which I just found that part out like a couple months ago.
Maybe you are lucky to be here.
I literally am. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
Sure.
I'm here today because of these people,
that's
because
awesome.
Of the work that's done there.
And they jump in to help.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, that's awesome.
I will say, I do have a little bit of a bump like in the back of my head because they had never had a baby before and everybody was carrying me around like Simba and stuff. So a little bit of an issue there. But otherwise, no. Any chance to bring up these stories? We have stories. Everybody out there have stories of working with EMTs, of firefighters, or police officers helping you to be a part of this Bluegrass at the Lake this weekend. Yes, you're helping out Brittany's legacy and her memory. It's greatly important. SISM is just there. It's something
absolutely.
That just needs the attention as well. And we greatly appreciate you being able to be a part of this event and help bring attention to this, help bring some funds to it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into some of the other Saturday events, but Alicia, you're not going to skate away. I will get to you in a moment. Let's talk about some of the fun family events. There's three free family events that are going on Saturday. There is Touch a Truck from 9 to 1. Always a hit. Always a fun one. What kind of vehicles will we have down there?
Well, pray for good weather, because if the weather holds, we're going to have the helicopter land.
Oh, my God.
So
that's cool.
That's you know, awesome. They're scheduled and they're hoping to get there, but obviously for any of our vehicles, it's a matter of what emergencies are pending.
Right.
So, you know, stay safe out there, everybody, because we want you to come to Bluegrass at the Lake for fun, not because you're having a bad day and you need their services.
Yeah.
So, so that Touch a Truck stuff is going on tomorrow morning. Then we also have the Blackstone Griddle Cook-Off. It's the second event.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun if you've never seen it.
And it's
come
the second annual, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It is. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to that. So I'm cooking again this year with another friend, and we're hoping to, you know, win some prizes. They've changed it up a little bit this year.
I was going to say, and I heard that, and I since it's only the second time we've done it, let's remind people of what this is exactly. This is one of my favorite parts of the event.
Mm-hmm.
I love this event.
So we've got some teams going. We had five teams last year. I'm not sure what the actual team count is this year. But, you know, we're cooking, and then they've got a panel of judges. So the food that we cook is not for public consumption, but it's for the judges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe if someone wants to take a taste of something afterwards, that's fine. But we're not promoting that because, you know, we're not licensed for that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun. But it's great. And those folks who are running it, they have some amazing prizes and have brought some stuff in. And their raffles and stuff, you have to be present to win. So spend some money. Come on down. They've got some great prizes. Then we also have some vendors and craft fair folks, and I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to say it again. We've got the St. John's Episcopal Church Pie Ladies, and they have chosen our event this year instead of some of the other events they've done in the past. So if you are looking for your cranberry nut pie for Thanksgiving, buy them. I heard they freeze very well.
Yeah, they do.
And we want these ladies to be sold out.
Yes.
Because they've chosen us. And they chose us because they like what we're doing and who we're raising money for. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody needs to go home with a pie, or if not a full pie, at least have some pie, a piece of pie.
I agree, and it's not just because our head of production, Seth, is the in charge of the pie council. This guy will push. He's a pie propaganda guy.
Excellent. Like
he's trying to get cake replaced with pie. He's all about it. But yeah, those ladies are amazing, wonderful human. It's really cool that they'll be a part of this.
Yeah,
That's gonna be fun.
The pie and the Blackstone Griddle Cook-Off will be at the Red Sand Beach Pavilion. And then we will also, during this time, for the very first time ever, Bluegrass at the Lake will have their gate open so that you can come in and buy beverages from the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club. They're serving food in there, and you have a chance to buy our raffles. And our raffles are drawn on Saturday night. Mm. So there's just opportunity galore.
Yeah. There's going to be a first responders meet and greet as well, and that is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that part, too, and especially, again, going back to Sean, his ears are burning. it's something that him and I have had a common theme of whenever we get together pretty much every time. It's any opportunities in community to build that bridge between us and law enforcement and in making that stronger. It's well and good for all of us, but it ain't about us. It's about making sure the kids see this. The kids build those bridges. The kids, the next generation and the generation after that, it's so much stronger and better than it ever was for our generations. That's a big part of this. And any opportunity inside to have these moments, to have these, you know, organic interactions and these things, it's so nice to be able to offer that to the community along with having them a part of this. That's going to be great. Looking forward to that. There's other Saturday events I want to get into with you to wrap up Bluegrass at the Lake, our conversation about it. But if you don't mind, I'd like now to put Alicia on the spot. I mean,
absolutely.
Talk to her. Alicia, again, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I don't know if it would be a common acronym for people to know, but I want to make it common for people to know. I want to make sure that, like, next year we do this and we have this conversation again. People understand what CISM is. People understand what this is. And for those that don't know, it's Critical Incident Stress Management. Can you give a better and much more, you know, from somebody who knows what they're talking about, a description of what CISM is?
Absolutely. So it's a nationally known organization. Like a program, and it's an emotional support program that is for first responders, put on by first responders, and it's there to be supportive for all first responders after a critical incident. We can be requested for that, and basically to help them emotionally through support and then provide resilience for it so we can better help them.
Yeah. We have, in recent years, done, I think, a really good job of talking about mental health. We don't talk about it like this anymore. We talk about it like this. And that's great.
I would agree.
I think we've done some really good work as a society in that realm. But now the action needs to come into play. Like, we've talked a good game, but now we've got to put actions behind it. We have to back that up. And not just for others, but I've found that the toughest thing when it comes to mental health is people looking inward and people addressing their own struggles and their own issues and everything. I think we're getting really good about caring about others, and that's great. We need more and more empathy in the world. Mm-hmm. But you don't do anybody any good if you don't take care of your own backyard. I always think of the airplane situation. As a parent, our first instinct is to take care of our child. But if we don't put the mask on first, both of us are going to be passing out. You got to take care of yourself first. And it's nice to hear, not just as a community that we can support something like that, but that first responders, that people have a support group from their own people, their own peers. I could talk a good game about how much important this is and everything. It doesn't mean as much coming from me. I'm not a first responder. Another first responder is going to understand what it's like to do the job.
Yeah.
I think that's a key part of this. That's a really cool part of it, too. But I'm curious of why this was developed. Well, why do we have CISM?
It's developed so that way we can, like I said, better help first responders. So our team is built up of all first responders around Wood County. So we have fire, we have EMS, we got law enforcement. We got hospital staff, we got correctional staff, dispatchers. And we also, you know what I mean, we got the flight crew members. So we got everybody.
Yeah.
So that way when there's a critical incident, we can have everybody covered. Friend.
So what's
so
next? Yeah.
No one's feeling left out.
What are the right foods?
Yeah, which that's got to be very impactful. But I know from talking to, whether it's on the air or off air and stuff, and I have a friend of mine who has done EMT work, and oftentimes feeling like that one field or one job is not looked at or talked about in the same breath as others. And it's nice to hear everybody on the same page. Kind of answered it already for you. That's how good you are at this already. You've already gotten ahead of me on this, but who is CISM, and just as importantly, who first responders are? I think most people think of EMTs right away, but I don't think that they consider law enforcement all the time or firefighters, or you mentioned the others.
I agree with you, James, because when we first started this, I didn't know our EMT and first responders interchangeable names. I'm a speech therapist by trade, so I like synonyms. Is it a synonym? Are they the same? Are they not? I don't know. I think, you know, there's just a lot of general misconceptions from people as far, and I've even heard people say,
the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services understands,
you know,
which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk.
They're taxpayer funded. So there have been cuts left and right. What do you think is getting cut? And then you go to volunteer departments. Who's paying for that? Nobody.
Livestock revenue protection is available.
Please talk about that, because yeah, I think that that's a huge misconception.
Learn more about your options by contacting your local.
So right now I can tell you this is where our program started.
Lots of mat for Prupa, lots of mat for pizza. Do you find yourself stuck in the depths of indecisiveness when choosing which frozen pizza should be for dinner? It's time to heave-ho that hesitancy and snag a Prupa pizza. Proud partner of UW Badger Athletics, made right here in Scotty and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Prupa pizzas are everything we love here in Wisconsin.
So next time you're in your frozen part of
your local grocery store, look no further than a Prupa pizza for
quality, quantity, and plenty of satisfaction. Who are first responders? Let's get a little into that. We have EMS, we have fire. Police.
Keep up on the day's news, talk who else would be under that umbrella? Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They're also first responders.
Yeah.
We have our human services. They're part of, you know, our group as well. So we got...
So it's a bigger group than, as Carolyn was saying, I think, than a lot of us understand. Mm-hmm. So, again... This is great that they're a part of this. It's great that we're going to be able to raise some funds for it. I think the intelligence we're raising, the knowledge we're spreading, is just as important. It's very, really do appreciate you being here today. Where is CISM active?
We are active. Everybody in Wood County is covered. We have also even expanded. We've done a few by request for Stratford and Juneau County. I believe we've also done Adams County as well for some debriefings when we were requested. So we are looking to expand to, which that's why we're very grateful that you're sponsoring us, to expand our services by getting more members, as well as then being able to outreach to other surrounding counties that we can provide services to them as well.
I'd like to talk about, again, looking for moments of empathy here, I want you out there to be able to put yourself in the shoes of these situations as we go over them. The types of calls CISM responds on.
So we do a lot of critical incidences. You know, we never know what we're going to respond to. Some of the ones that we get called out for CISM is going to be mass casualty incidences, significant events involving children, serious in line of duty. It could be a injury or death. Prolonged incidents involving loss of life, you know, and stuff around like that. So,
Unfortunately, I imagine that most can imagine other situations similar to this. I think you've given us nice examples there. We're talking about people that are showing up to deal with situations, usually people in the worst moment of their life. Almost hopefully the worst moment of life. It doesn't get worse than this or whatever the situation is. We know how we deal with those situations on a personal level. When you have to be professional, when you have to do a job, and you can't afford to be emotional, you can't have these things and stuff, you bottle things. And we understand, I think, on a personal level, how difficult and how dangerous that can be to bottle emotions and bury things and stuff. I come from a Jewish family, so, you know quite a bit about burying emotions and everything.
Shouldn't laugh, I'm sorry.
Not healthy. No, go ahead, please laugh. It's funny. It's true. But we are getting better about that as a society. We're sharing more of our feelings. We're being more honest about that. I genuinely think that that makes us so much stronger. I think that makes us incredibly stronger, Teflon strong, when it comes to the future and dealing with these things as we go forward. But I don't want to also pretend like I know a bit of what it's like to be on that job and do that kind of work. Again, going back to how great it must be to have people that at least have an idea of it. You know, I can be as empathetic as I'll get out, and it don't mean as much as having people that have your back that actually know what it's like to be in those situations. I hope the audience, I hope you out there were able to put yourself in the shoes of that for a moment and what that's like. And understanding why it's so important that we raise these funds and we have some attention brought to this subject, that we help you all get more members and get stronger as a team. And we can do that. We can be a part of that. We can invest in that just by going to Bluegrass at the Lake, for one thing, which seems pretty cool to take in some bluegrass. And we're investing. We're helping out a great organization like this. What about first responders and stress? Not wrapping, but kind of touching on that a little bit, if you don't mind, Alicia.
So we do the debriefings. It's so the first responders can have a personal talk about what's going on instead of having the tactical talk that we normally have in our profession. So we can get more personal. It's being able to help with their stressors that they get so it doesn't affect them personally in their personal life, but also helps with their loved ones so they can also help them out. Recognize the symptoms that they might be seeing, which could be like the difficulty of sleeping, the irritability, the mood changes and stuff like that. They can be like, hey, something's not right. Let's talk about it. But so since you kind of talked about like kind of the statistics of everything, so the average person, I don't know if most people are aware that they see the critical incidences that an average person may see is like 3 to 11
in your lifetime.
In the lifetime.
Yeah.
Where first responders can see up to like 210 in their career.
Gosh.
So first responders are more prone to depression and PTSD and those kinds of symptoms.
That's a heavy load. 250 incidents, I can't even imagine, you know?
Yeah,
And I can't imagine what it's like to see something and then your shift's not over. And now you got to go and deal with somebody who's, you know, complaining because their neighbor's garbage can blew down the road.
Right,
I mean, how trivial is that after you've seen? But yet you can't say, oh, how trivial is that?
Right,
you can't do that. You got to go out and be professional. And it's like, wow. I mean, I don't know. That's amazing to me when
really
I started to learn about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy cow.
It takes a special human being to be able to do this work.
Yeah.
It truly does.
And then how do you not absorb that? And
that's why we like to do the debriefings.
There were a couple of other stats here that I thought were really important and I wanted to touch on, if you don't mind, Alicia, as we're wrapping up with you. The first responders are 2 to 3 times the risk of PTSD than the general population. 50% of first responders report having depression, a major event. But we are now losing more first responders to suicide than into in the line of duty deaths.
Yes.
And I say that one more time, make sure the people in back heard us. We are now losing more first responders to suicide than to in line of duty deaths. Can't have that. But we can't have that. That's happening on our watch. And when these things happen with our services, if you will, to try to give it an umbrella a word to this, I don't know about others, but I know for me as a taxpayer, this falls on my shoulders too. This is on me. Am I bringing awareness? Am I doing everything I can for this subject and these groups of people? Absolutely. I have every day of my life. I can do more. I need to do more, apparently, because these numbers are way too darn high. This stuff is happening on our watch. History judges us. History is going to look back at these times and how we handle these situations. We have an opportunity to help, to be on the right side of these things and to do everything we can so that while you and current, you know, first responders and stuff, we want to take care of you. But we also want these people to fill these jobs as we go forward. Who's going to want to fill these jobs if you're a little kid and you're seeing all this going on? Why would you want to do this if there's no backing it, if there's no community support, if we don't at least have that
respect?
Yes.
Respect.
Yeah. We need that more. We need to be able to do more with that. And also keeping in mind that currently Bluegrass at the Lake is the only major fundraising source for the Wood County CISM team. That's it. So it's so vital to be at this event this weekend, to take this in, to enjoy yourself. as I said, certainly for the memory of Brittany and that. And that really is very, very important of this. But with this, just as much. Mm-hmm. And by the way, enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Mm-hmm. The more fun you have, the better the event is for everybody. So mm-hmm. be sure to have a good time. And Elise, thank you again to your team, to everybody. I appreciate you being in and putting up with my questions and all that. we got a couple minutes left, Carolyn. I want to wrap up with talking about a couple of the other things going on Saturday at Bluegrass at the Lake. You're going to have some great bands there again. Biscuit Creek, and I just wanted to say Biscuit Creek because that's fun to say. It's such a great band name. It is. Such a great band name. Mm-hmm. They'll be there along with some others.
They're new to us this year, so you know, hopefully they'll put on a good show for us and whatnot. And Handpicked Bluegrass, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
they're good, and you know, it's so nice to hear a female voice.
Yeah,
and Sue Chronic has an amazing voice.
Yes, she
so
does.
Really, you know, give them a good listen. And Red Ben and the Missing Miles, he's just a ton of fun.
Such a good name.
Yeah. Then Ryan Thompson and Town Line, they're great. And then we've got Dig Deep coming back to us from last year for our closing band. And they're a lot of fun. Excellent group.
Music's going to be going from 2 to midnight. Mm-hmm. This is a such a great event. Again, I want to remind you, kids under 18 are free without with a paying adult. Lawn chairs and blankets welcome, no carry-ons. All this taking place at beautiful Red Sands Beach in Lake Wasecha at 6411 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids. If people want tickets, if people want to find out more information, where can we send them, Carolyn?
I would say come to our website, bluegrassatthelake.com, for information there. Come out to the lake. We've got a cover charge of $28 today and $30 tomorrow. Amazing music and lots of fun for that. But also when you're there, please find our survey tent and take a survey about how you found out about us and what we're doing. We've done this survey stuff for the last 2 years, and Meredith, the Visitors Bureau Center, loves all of our groups because we do it faithfully. But that's how they determine economic impact. And you know, we need people to fill it out, the volunteers, the people who are anybody who's coming. Just stop by and fill out a survey, and that helps.
So won't take long, and it really helps us for next year's event, and the year after, and the year after, and we make this event. And we make the event as big as anything in this area. I love the idea of that. I did also want to give the website if you are interested in finding out more about SISM, woodcosism.org. That's all one word, all together, woodcosism.org. Thank you both again for the time. Have a great time this weekend, too. Enjoy yourselves. And you out there, enjoy yourselves. Have a safe, fun, great weekend. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine next week, 3 to 4, right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.